Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting second, the center fielder, Manny Mota. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field. Clemente picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Clemente. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Schwall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0 for 1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Thomas scores. Altman moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger catches it and throws to first to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Santo moves to second. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Clendenon catches it and throws to second to double up Santo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schwall moves to third. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alley. The throw from Hundley and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schwall tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Pirates. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mazeroski trying to get to home. Thomas throws to Hundley, who tags Mazeroski for the out. Stargell moves to second. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Glenn Beckert. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Pete Mickelson now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Stewart moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Stewart steals third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mickelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing second base. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mota strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Clemente scores. Clendenon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Mickelson covering, for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.